Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You get a round of shots?
Is it just a kilo shot? I can only take something straight.
How's your tummy?
I'm feeling fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Brittany's stomach issues have been going on since I've met her. So technically, she's not supposed to be drinking at all.
I think it's an ulcer.
Okay.
You're going to stop the alcohol for the time being because like, things are raw. It's going to get irritated.
I just want to have fun.
No, I want you to have fun too. That has nothing to do with it. It's it. I want you to be healthy. I don't want her to drink. But I'm not going to tell her not to drink. She's a big girl. I'll get you some medication. You know, it's frustrating. I mean, is it really worth it to have that one shot? Is it worth it?
I'm taking it easy. Y'all know me. I would have taken like 5 more shots by this point.
And would have made us all do them with her.
Another week where I was on the edge of my seat wondering if Brittany's insides would explode. The doctor, of course, told her no drinking because of her ulcer, but she did some heavy drinking. At least it appeared that way. You know what? The whole gang did some heavy drinking this week. They were in Mexico. Even Ariana got pretty drunk, which we don't see much. She's on Everything Iconic today. I interviewed her a few days ago before they filmed the reunion. I asked her all sorts of stuff about the season, the show. We talked about how the boys get away with everything. Which, by the way, did you catch Kristen on this week's episode, what she said about that on the show?
The guys in our group have, like, f***ed up more than anyone has.
Jack's got a f***ing girl pregnant.
Actually did, like, make out with that girl.
We had sex.
You did have sex with her?
Yes, it's true.
Rotten hill. But somehow, these guys get more sympathy, or empathy. Everyone's like, it's okay, they're just like guys. They'll grow up one day.
I thought she was right. I think she was spot on. Anyway, Ariana's also a huge Britney Spears fan, so we talked about her. I'll play that interview for you in just a minute. Before I do, I want to tell everyone, I posted a new bonus episode on the Everything Iconic Patreon. It's a recap of the first episode of the season 4 Roni Morocco trip, which of course included Hangergate. So good. Anyway, just go to patreon.com/everythingiconic. If you pledge $4 or more per month, you get access to all the bonus episodes, plus you're helping support this podcast. I'm doing at least one a month over there. Expect one a month, bonus episode-wise. Anyway, a lot of you have been asking me about Mexican dynasties. I'm loving it. Unfortunately, I can't recap all the shows on the podcast, but check out my Insta story tonight when it airs, Tuesday night at 10. I'll try to do some updates. One more thing, one more bit of business. I mentioned this on the show before, but The View has a new book out about The View called Ladies Who Punch. It's out this week. So, so good. They sent me an advanced copy and I'm a huge View fan. And there's so much dirt. Like literally every co-host was interviewed except for Whoopi and Elizabeth, but there's so much stuff in it. And I'm working on a special Everything Iconic episode about it. So read it if you're into that sort of thing and then listen to the podcast. The episode of the podcast will be out very soon. So I hope you all read it. I'm telling you, it was like juicy. I'm not being paid to tell you that or anything. Like I couldn't put it down. I read it in one sitting, stayed up late reading it, loved it. Anyway, I got to bring out Ariana. Please enjoy this interview with Ariana Madix. Without further ado, here she is. Ariana, how are you doing?
I am great.
Ariana Ariana Venti.
Yes, I'm older and bigger than her, so.
I love that. I love seeing you in the studio with James.
Oh, thank you. It was a weird experience. I mean, I've never done it before, so being in a tiny, tiny little, you know, when you record music, it's like a little closet, and it's so quiet.
Right. Did you feel like Britney?
A little bit? I felt like, wow, this is like way, it's so hard to, I mean, luckily for me, I feel like it wasn't, you know, even about, it was like, sound like a robot, you know? Because I was, that's the vibe of this.
I don't know. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nailed it. I loved it.
But that's the vibe of the song. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to follow direction. You know, I'm not in here belting for my life. But the atmosphere of doing it and like the process sounds ridiculous. But it is way harder than then I don't know. I guess some people have different fears and different strengths.
Well, I would imagine it'd be more scarier to do it on camera because it's like, you know, then everyone's going to be seeing it, judging it.
Well, see, that was another thing is like, I've never seen Vanderpump Rules film anyone do anything and like put it and like spin it in a positive way.
Especially in the recording studio.
If they can spin it, it will, you know, if they can, I don't know. Or like shed a light on it. And so, you know, I wanted to make sure that they knew I'm literally terrified right now.
Yeah.
And be just as honest about the whole thing. I'm terrified. At least, you know, again, okay, we're doing this like robot voice kind of thing. And I mean, I think it turned out great. Like I love the song, but it's just weird for me too. Cause like I come from doing musical theater and doing things on stage. And really belting to the back of the room.
And I've seen on your Instagram, you do a lot of karaoke and you actually have a good voice.
Thank you.
And would you be doing more music? Will you be doing more stuff with James or just otherwise? I want you to do a holiday song.
I would love to do a holiday song. We have,
please.
I feel like we should reach out to the powers that be that we know personally and be like, let's do a holiday song.
I'm dying for a Bravo Leopardy to do it.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
So how are you feeling? The season's sort of wrapping up or it's on like the back half. How are you feeling about the season so far? Do you like it? Do you even watch it?
I didn't watch it for a few weeks. I kind of noticed that I feel better about my life when I don't watch it. I don't know if it's just the psychological effects of reliving things that you already did, or it's watching things back and being like, it really didn't feel that way when it happened. And then kind of getting this like new weird spin on, like, you know, we all see things through a different lens. And then there's also like the camera lens. So, but I watched, so last night's was the Tom Tom opening and like us going to Vegas. I saw that.
You mean going to Mexico?
Oh yeah, not Mexico, Vegas. Yeah. Vegas is happening on Saturday. Yeah. Sorry.
But wait, I want to stop you. That's what's so weird about your show is that you guys all hang out outside of filming. Like Housewives, yeah. I feel like when they're done filming for the season, they break up and they never see each other again.
Yeah.
But it's like you guys, you just mentioned you're going to Vegas with most of the cast on Saturday.
Yeah, which will be really interesting because it's the day after we film the reunion. I'm terrified because it's like the reunion is normally, I feel like after we shoot that reunion, we need some time.
Yeah. What are you most nervous about at the reunion? Do you think anyone's going to be coming for you or will you be going for anyone else?
I'm just nervous. I feel good. I feel confident, I guess, maybe more so than in the past, but I still don't enjoy arguing with people and I don't enjoy, you know, going out on a limb with a different opinion than everyone else. Mm. So that is nerve-wracking. It's also nerve-wracking because, you know, I have disagreed with Lisa a little bit this season on the treatment of the Toms and certain things. If you watch the after show on BravoTV.com, you kind of like see what we're all, it's not just me. It just seems like I'm maybe the one
speaking
who
up.
Spoke about it, even though everyone else said the
same. I think I know what you're talking
scared.
About, but explain what you mean. Is this about Tom Tom and the way she's sort of
Tom,
presenting
Tom? Tom and the terms sheet thing and the like, I just want a handshake and...
And wait a second. Let's back up. So this term sheet, it said on the top of it,
yeah.
Non-binding contract. Is that right?
Yeah, it says this is the non-binding agreement.
What the fuck?
It scares... Yeah, exactly.
And so then... Didn't she say somewhere, I don't know where I saw this, but she said, it was on the episode. She said, well, I normally go with the handshaking agreement.
Yeah.
And your point was?
It just seems weird.
Like you wouldn't do that. She has a new place.
She
in
has
Caesar's
a place.
Palace.
Yeah. So I would assume that she has an actual contract that lawyers have gone over for Caesars to be able to use her name as, you know, the name of the bar. And under that contract, I'm sure she has certain responsibilities that are very clearly laid out so that she's protected and they're protected. And it just, I mean, I do contracts for social media posts, and like one post for whatever SponCon thing. I have a contract
right.
that my lawyer has gone over and made sure that everybody's on the same page.
Everyone's doing the right thing.
Yeah,
everyone's got
it's not
agreeing
it's
to
no
the
like
payment.
Knock against anyone to have a contract. It's just normal
business procedure.
Business procedure, yeah.
I think that's so shitty.
So it weirds me. It kind of like. I don't know. I don't get it.
On this show, I'm like, I need to see the term sheet. Like, it's so confusing to me because I'm like, I don't understand.
But then it's also, so if it's non-binding, then none of it matters.
None of it matters.
But if they didn't complete, if there's something listed on that non-binding sheet that they didn't do, I feel like it would still be held against them. Mm-hmm. So that's why it should just be like a thing.
This will come up.
Probably. I think it should. I mean, I think it's a valid thing to talk about.
You have said this on the after show,
mm-hmm.
and you speak up more so than I think some of the other castmates when it comes to someone like Lisa or, you know,
mm-hmm.
are you nervous? Do you get nervous to go?
I feel like I wasn't nervous, and then everyone else made me feel like I should be nervous, and then it made me nervous. And then when I did talk to her in person later on in the season, then I was all in my head because everyone kind of, and I'm an overthinker already, so I kind of like had been like, I'm fine, and then they put me in my, other people put me in my head. What makes me nervous is that, you know, as other people have said, we were saying, I don't watch Housewives, but other people have said, and I think Kristen is evidence of this, that she tends to punish people forever, that she, so now I'm like, is that my future? I don't know.
Is she punishing Katie? Did I read that somewhere? Because
I don't know.
Was she upset that Katie gave the ultimatum with James or something like that?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm making that up.
Well, I guess that's, I think that she'll definitely talk about that on the reunion. Because I do think she said something, was it Watch What Happens Live, maybe?
It all runs together in my head. I don't know what I'm dreaming about, what is real.
Or like it's a website recapped Watch What Happens Live. You're like, where did I see this?
I take it all as fact. I just assume it's all real.
Someone's got a megaphone in West Hollywood just like shouting it.
Literally, I like dream about these shows because I talk about it on this. With this show, I talk about all of these things all the time. And so literally, I can have a dream and then I'll wake up and I'll think it was reality. I'll be like, oh yeah, you know, Ariana's leaving the show for her spinoff. It's like, that's never happened. I'm just making up in my head.
I think I did see something about, she was like, well, I didn't know what was said, or so I'm sure she'll address that.
What do you make about the James thing? So he was not included in the cast trip. Does the cast just not like him? Like, what's the deal there?
No, nobody likes him.
But you and Tom do. I mean, you guys
get
along.
I think, yeah, we get along. I think that I agreed that he shouldn't have come on the trip because how would that make sense? Because if we're going on this trip and nobody wants to be around him when it's just regular Sir Tom Tom, whatever, how would it make sense that he would then show up on this trip unless he did it on his own?
Which I would love to if he just showed up.
Yeah, that would have been really interesting. But yeah, it wouldn't make sense. I was like, there's no way to defend that to people and be like, yeah, that's a logical.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, this might be too insidery, whatever, but if a cast member doesn't go on the cast trip, then they're pretty much not in the episodes, although he was in the episode for.
Yeah, they definitely, I think, whoever stays behind for whatever reason, we have crews that can
film with them,
yeah.
But so there's no, they don't like miss out on money or get deducted or something.
I think there's that fear because you don't really know. But I mean, I've definitely, they usually will tell you like, oh, well, I don't know. Actually, you never know.
Yeah.
You really don't.
You never know.
Yeah.
Now, we also saw you sort of sticking up for when James was uninvited on the trip, you got a little heated because Schwartz was trying to pass the blame off to your boyfriend.
Yes.
Now, what do you make of that? Why does Schwartz get away with so much?
Because he's got this like puppy dog demeanor about him most of the time. But it's been honestly been years of that. And I feel like if we were to go over these episodes with a fine tooth comb, I could pull out these moments where it's Sandoval did this or Sandoval says this. And it's like, no, bitch, you fucking said that.
Like, we have the footage. They even rolled the footage on that
episode. I fought with them to get that footage because when we were doing interviews about, when, you know, we were doing our confessional interviews about going to Mexico, and I was addressing this whole James being invited thing, it was put, it was posited to me. Is that, does that fit?
That sounds, I don't know. I got it. it was posited to
it was posited to me, if that works. As what do you think about Sandoval inviting him? And I was like, I'm going to stop right now. I'm not going to talk about this at all unless we're going to talk about it in the truth.
Because you knew in your head they've done this so many times. They're going to present it as
well,
Tom Sandoval.
Schwartz always does it. And when it's crazy because when you watch it, he says on the phone, well, Sandoval invited James. I'm like, no. And I'm so glad that I was kind of a diva about it, I guess. But just a diva for the truth, you know?
No, you were a diva. I was a little disappointed because, like, I wanted you to, like, go in on Katie and Schwartz at that moment, and you kind of held back, but it you know,
well, I
that's
wasn't
the right
mad
thing
at Katie. I was mad at Schwartz, and I felt like when she, the one thing that I wanted to say to Katie that I didn't was for her to direct all of her anger at her husband who invited him.
See, and I sort of, at times, Katie's anger can be really bad on the show, but a lot of times I do sort of feel bad for her because I think, like, she always looks like a horrible human being because her husband is always this lovable goof.
Oh, for sure.
So, like, I feel like that must be so fucking frustrating.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And also, she's speaking for Kristen, Stassi, Lala, Brittany, Jack, like, well, not Jax, but she's speaking for all of these other women who don't want James around.
Oh, so they all don't want James around, but no, it's like no one wants
to. But we're going to have, but Katie's the one who says it.
And why is that? Well, is it just because Katie's the ballsiest out of everyone, or is she just?
I think she, you know, she.
She's like, I'm already coming across bad on TV. Who gives a
she
shit?
She has that, she's not afraid to voice her opinion. And so. But the thing is that that opinion is shared by other people. They just aren't as vocal about it.
Now, Brittany, you mentioned her, and Beau, I feel like they're getting such a great, they seem so wonderful on camera. Mm-hmm. Like, do they have any secrets? what? Is Brittany really that nice?
Brittany's secretly a Satan worshiper. I'm just kidding.
I just feel like she comes across, and so same with Beau. I'm like, oh my God, they're so wonderful on the screen. And I know with Beau, I feel like maybe in a season or two, we're going to get the dark stuff.
I feel like
we're going to get some dark side.
That always happens. You know, I don't know Beau as well as I know Brittany, but you know, boringly enough,
Brittany's just nice.
They're both just, from what I've seen, so sweet and nice and fun to be around.
But she really hates James. And that kind of got swept under the rug because James did that stuff with, like, the rapping or whatever. What a stupid show. Was he, like, rapping? I don't even know what he said.
Yeah, he was rapping at Sir.
It is a stupid show when you think about it, but it's so great. But yeah, he said that stuff. And Brittany did get mad and upset, and same with Jax. But then those two seemed to get over it. Even Jax seemed to get over it.
I think they did kind of move past it more quickly because they're talking about the wedding and they're doing all this other stuff. And wow, it really feels like a million years ago that Jax and Brittany got engaged. I just realized that.
Your season is so fucking long. Like, these are
I cannot believe that's the same season as this, isn't it?
It's the same season.
Holy crap.
And it seems like, especially compared to the Housewives, like, I just wrapped up a New Jersey Housewives, which was like 14 episodes or something. And you guys are what, like 26 or
something
crazy
like
amount?
That. Jeez.
And so it does feel like it goes on forever.
But it feels like we could film, I hate this because
it moves so quickly.
I think our producers are catching on to this, like, they could film year round thing and maybe have like some ideas
would
about
you,
that. I'm
would
like,
you ever? You want
to? No. No, I would lose. Well, I guess it'd be good for TV. I would lose my freaking mind.
Do they ever think about putting in cameras like in the bedrooms on vacations or something like the way they do
God,
on Summer
I don't
House?
Know if they've thought about it, but they would have to pay me so much more money for me to allow that.
On Summer House,
that's
like
wild.
You literally see like them getting out of bed naked.
Yeah,
and
I do
like
not. That and Below Deck too, right? The like night vision. Oh my God.
They all look like raccoons in the middle of the night. Like those
the
eyes.
Demon eyes demon that like eyes. My dog has when I take a picture of her.
I think that would be awful, but it would make for great TV.
I'm sure it would, but like, oh my God, I don't know how I would.
I feel like we miss a lot, like that Solvang
we
trip.
We barely have time to take shits between like dinner and drinks or whatever they have us.
We
you
definitely
know what I mean?
Saw Jax take a shit at one point. There was one season where Jax was taking a shit on
and,
camera.
Like the door was open.
Yeah, it was a low point for the series. But there in the Solvang trip, Kristen was like apparently knocking on doors for a cigarette in the middle of the night. And I thought, where's
that
footage?
That was so...
We need that footage.
They have it. They have it.
They have it. Where is it? Show it at the reunion.
I want the. I hope so. I hope we see that. I hope we see it. Because honestly, I have never in my life laughed harder.
Have to show it.
My giggle fits were out of control when she was at dinner. She was vaping at the dinner table. But I think there's like laws against showing certain things. But like she like did like this thing where she took a really big hit off the vape at the dinner table and then caught it like up here. And then when Katie and Sheena were kind of going at it a little bit at the dinner table, Kristen kept like leaning over to try to hear. And I was directly across from Kristen. And then Stassi was across from me, like to the side. And Stassi and I just kept making eye contact. I was like, I have to make eye contact with someone.
Like someone has to recognize like what's happening with Kristen. I'll tell you, I've never been more on the edge of my seat than when she went up to the bar. I think you were getting waters for the group.
And I was like, no, I'll care. No, do not. You're not carrying anything.
Scariest walk I've ever witnessed. Like I was like, she's definitely going to drop him, right? Like there was no way she was going to make it from A to B.
It's a dangerous walk when she's sober.
She said on Twitter that she walks hard. That's what she tweeted.
Like the movie with Jossie Riley?
She said, I walk hard. I don't remember what the tweet was, but it made me laugh. Now, we've never seen you and Kristen make up. We've seen you and Stassi make up. Like you and Stassi have had this arc where you weren't friends and then now you guys are friends.
Yeah.
Shared a birthday together. Mm-hmm. But Kristen, we've never gotten that. We've seen you guys in scenes together looking like you're having a great time.
Yeah.
So can you tell me how to explain what happened? Like, did you guys have a convo or what?
It was like 2 years ago. Things just like slowly started going in a different direction. And I think it was just, you know, we were around each other in larger group settings. And then sometimes it would be like the two of us at the end of the night, like talking about whatever, like on our own, either talking about like show stuff or talking about like business things, like things that we're working on and our frustrations with that or whatever. And then, you know, we filmed like her and I unblocking each other on like our phone, like phone numbers, which was a process. Because I didn't know how to do it with a new update. I don't know if you remember this. You used to be able to just go straight to that contact and unblock it.
And unblock.
There's like a three-step process and I couldn't really find it. Finally, we figured it out. And then she's like, send me a text so I know that whatever. And it didn't go through. And she was like, have you blocked too. And they filmed all of it. And I thought it was really funny. But
I just feel like we've been robbed of that. And we talked the first time you were on my show, you mentioned that you guys had filmed something, maybe that scene.
Maybe that was it. Yeah.
And it's like, we see you guys together and it's so confusing as a viewer. It's like, well, when did they make up? Like when,
right.
Because you were both at odds with each other and for good reason. And
I mean, there's definitely some stuff I think coming up in the next few episodes that show us spending more time together and talking and having more of like a conversation about it. So maybe they will dig up some old flashbacks or something.
Something. Like, we just need one scene.
You just need that black and white with, like, one pop of red or...
What about her and Tom? Like, did they make up? Or was it just, like, oh, we're able to be around each other?
Yeah, it was kind of like, we have to be around... All of us have to be around each other for certain things. And then, you know, we had always been able to kind of, like, coexist in the same space for a long... People were always like, both of them are at this party. Like, we're like, what do you think? I don't stab each other. Like, what the hell? Yeah.
That could happen. I don't know. Kristen gets unhinged sometimes. Maybe
it is true. But yeah, that had been going on for a while and it was just like a slow thing, I guess. But what's so, weird. Oh, I know. Oh, sorry. Lost my train of thought there for a second. But people were always like, well, they don't want to be around her and like that we were like annoying and that we didn't want to be around her. But like, I think maybe in the next few episodes, you'll get some context as to like, you know, it was rough for sure. But things are obviously better now. And I am sad that we didn't see that whole journey. Because I feel like, I remember thinking like, you guys really aren't showing
that? We talked about this. It was like, yeah. Why aren't we seeing that? It makes
I thought it was crazy sense. That they didn't show it.
And it's just a good arc. And then it's weird as the viewer to see, there was a scene with you and Stassi and Kristen at lunch. Maybe somebody else was there.
Oh, me, Lala, and Kristen.
Oh, yeah. And you and Kristen were like giggling together. And it's like, well, wait, we need to know why they're giggling together.
I agree.
And you guys have fucking 28 episodes. Like, show. I know you got a lot of other
I remember
stuff to show,
there was something.
But we saw a whole 20 no, minutes of Sheena.
I know
Sheena
what
on
it was.
Date.
It was, okay, so Kristen and I, it was like, I remember now. It was like season 5, I think.
What are we in now? 7?
7. Okay. I think it was season 5. We went over to her apartment after World Dog Day. And it was something having to do with Jax. Oh, it was when he was telling everybody that Kristen and Brittany hooked up.
Did they hook up? Was there ever a resolution?
I have no idea.
I don't remember if there was like ever a resolution.
I don't actually think it comes back up. Oh. I don't know.
I bet they did.
There was like something in the sneak peek last night.
Oh, I missed it.
Showed like Kristen and Jax like arguing about it or something.
Oh, I'm excited. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm excited. I'm on the brim of freaking out. But I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So it was that World Dog Day.
It was that day. Tom and I went over to Kristen's and Carter's apartment because when we were cleaning out this old, like the second bedroom, tiny closet for my brother to move in.
Some of her stuff.
There was like a box of family photos of hers. And so we were like, obviously we need to give this back to her. Jax invited us over saying everyone's going to Kristen and Carter's after this. When we showed up, we thought, oh, okay. I guess we're all going there. When we showed up, they didn't know we were coming, and it was like Kristen kind of was on the brim of freaking out.
She was on the brim.
Me and Tom just showed up at her apartment with like a box of photos. She didn't really know how to handle it. She didn't know we were coming at all. So then from that point, there was another like a dinner party thing last season, which is season 6. And that was when we unblocked the phone numbers and stuff. And I just remember that World Dog Day episode, they didn't show any of that stuff about me and Tom, but they did show like James writing lyrics to Feeling You or not something, you know what I mean? And we were like, that's the choice. Okay. And then season 6, they didn't show the dinner party at all. And they didn't show me and Kristen and the unblocking any of that. And I remember there was something else. Again,
who,
that we were
who
like,
understands this?
What is this choice?
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Which, like, I get it. There's so much stuff that we film and there's so much going on. They can't possibly show
but
everything.
But there's literally,
I just thought it was a crazy thing
literally
not to show.
20 minutes of Sheena on a date with no one from the cast. But I love that scene.
I mean, but can't we do both?
I know. Can't we do both? Are Carter and Kristen still together?
I honestly have no idea.
Why are some of the people not welcome on the cast trip? Like, Bo is there.
Mm-hmm.
Is he considered a main cast member now?
I think we've all asked ourselves this question in the past when we're not sure why certain significant others have come and others have not. Like last year when we went to Mexico, the last time we went to Mexico.
Do they choose
Carter
Mexico?
Also didn't come. Yeah, I mean, we love Mexico for sure, but.
But I'm surprised you guys haven't done somewhere else. Like, why not go to fucking Germany or
maybe
something?
We will.
Or, yeah, but I was confused.
Maybe
by
I'll
Carter's...
take everyone to my family's heritage site in Poland. I don't know.
You don't have that.
I don't.
But yeah, Carter wasn't there. Bo was there. There was somebody else that, well, Randall's not there, but Randall hasn't filmed at all, right?
No.
He hasn't filmed. Does he not want to film?
No, I don't think he'll ever film.
Just because of his tax issues.
I was like, what? What do you? I know. I was like, I don't know anything about that.
Just made that up.
What? No, I don't think he'll ever film. I don't know. I think he should.
Yeah, it'd be great to see. What do you make of Lala this season? She's very volatile. And you've been very honest that you went through a loss in season 3. Was it season 3?
Right before season, between seasons 2 and 3. Yeah.
Right. And we see you on camera saying, you know, she's obviously dealing with this great loss.
Yeah, she's in a lot of pain.
She's in a lot of pain, but it's maybe coming out the wrong way. What do you...
Well, because... Okay, so I think that's been what I've said. I was trying to be as clear and as explain things as best as I can, but, you know, we're not I'm not great at it. Clearly, I can't speak right now.
No, you're great. You're doing great.
But I think the point that I was making was that we're her friends and we care about her. But the whole rest of the world is not always going to be on that same page. And when they're not, or when things happen and you lash out and you say hurtful things to other people, if they're your friends, they'll try to make allowances and be like, okay, I just take it in and not retaliate or not hold it against her. But there are a lot of people in this world who will hear that and be like, well, fuck off. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm saying the whole world isn't gonna blah, 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 I'm not talking about me. I'm her friend and I care about her. So I will make allowances, of course. And especially as someone who's been through that, I'm trying to help her so that she doesn't get herself into trouble with other people. Mm. And she might sit here and say like, well, I don't care about those other people. But the thing is sometimes those other people pay your bills. Sometimes
determine whether or not you have a job.
Right. So
when you say other people, you mean like the viewers?
I mean, or production, or Lisa, or Guillermo and Natalie, or, you know, and, you know, Lisa can say like, well, but if people are, sir, let's be real. They like, this is what I'm imagining she'd say. This is me pretending that I know what Lisa's going to say. Lisa's saying something like, oh, come on. Our customers come to Sir. They love seeing the drama. Okay. Well, that's kind of breaking the fourth wall to say that. And it's also like, which she hasn't said it yet. I'm just being an overthinker.
Hypothesizing.
I'm hypothesizing. Yes.
So like that would be the
difference. But if that were the case, then why did Kristen get fired? Why did James get fired? Why did Jax get fired?
So you're saying like, let's say you're at the reunion and Lisa's saying, you know, Lala, she went through this problem and she, you know, it doesn't know how to express her grief, and people come to Sir restaurant to see drama, so it's okay. But what you're saying
and the reason why I brought it up in the first place is because it wasn't okay for everyone else. So like, if Lala gets fired from Sir, I don't know what that means for, you know.
Also, how fucking funny that she was just wearing that J-Lo dress. I know it wasn't the actual J-Lo dress. Like, people have corrected me, but it was still so funny that she came up to host. Like, that's the role she's supposed to be doing, hosting. Uh-huh. And she's wearing this, like, 2000 Grammy dress.
I mean, it was bold.
How are Billie Lee and Raquel doing?
Good. Yeah. I mean, how are they doing like today, or
would you guys want new people to come onto the cast? Because it sort of seems like the group is so close, but then that makes it a little closed off for new people to come on.
See, I think that it's good to have new people, but it's not good if it's not organic. We have so many friends that, I mean, of course they're my friends, so I think they're fascinating and they have lots going on that are outside of the cast. And I think anybody on our cast would say that. And some of them are friends that are mutual with us. And I think would be great additions because they're
already friends,
organic, and because we're friends. We know each other. We have that history, that same history that makes the original or the main cast so why it works so well is because we do hang out. We are friends. We know each other. We've known each other for so long. We have all of these things together.
How's the new house? You guys moved to the Valley, right? Yeah. And the whole cast is moving there now.
Everyone's following us.
You guys already have moved in, but Tom and Katie said that they're moving, right?
Yeah.
Was it announced? And Jax and Brittany just said something.
Yeah.
Is the whole show, everyone's going to be out there. Do you think that'll affect filming at all?
I don't know. We film kind of like all over the place. So, I mean, I think that...
Were you happy to move off camera, like when you guys weren't filming?
There's no way to move on. I mean, when you're filming, you can't get anything done. In my experience, once we start filming, it's like if you needed to like do this thing,
it's not happening.
It's not going to happen until we're done. Which is like one of those things that's frustrating, because then I think that's why things that I've worked on or things that I am currently working on take
take a lot so much of time.
Longer than I want them to take, because I almost have to take this, like, I can only fit in here and there. Our schedule is like, everything's so last minute. Everything's so.
And I feel like with your show, you guys do so many group scenes, and because there are so many episodes, you have a longer shooting schedule. And even after you wrap the main shooting, you guys are still doing interviews.
We do interviews until, like, I think my last interview was last week.
Okay, so it was just last week. You were still doing interviews, and they still do sometimes pickup shots, right? Somebody was
sometimes, like, there'll be like you know, like the actual stuff that happened was shot already. Like the, you know, me and you getting into a fight, that happened organically
at the Sir dump.
At the Sir dump. I threw you into the dumpster.
Oh, that's all I want.
But there's, like, you know, they didn't get like you walking from the bar to the dump.
Mm, so they need you from the
bar.
So
they
to the
just
dump.
Need yeah. that little piece.
Connective tissue.
Connective tissue that doesn't make the show fake or anything. It's literally just like the back of your head walking from one place to another so that things make sense.
But it's a lot of filming, and then you'll start filming the next season already in May. So it's like,
yeah, you barely catch have your a break. Breath.
I was trying to think, have you and Jax ever had a, like, have you two ever done anything alone together? Like, I was literally racking my brain. I was like, I don't think I've seen those two in, like, a scene with just the two of them. Like, I can't imagine a conversation between the two of you. What it'd be like?
There was that time when it was the groomsman at that bar, the garage.
Okay. I don't really remember that.
But it wasn't just us. I just remember after we were done filming, they filmed some, like, Bravo TV digital stuff. And it was when I was like, I've done it. Jax is now a feminist, because he didn't know about the pink tax, like the tampon tax. And he was like, I can't believe it. I can't, you know, we got to get rid of that. And I was like, my work here is done.
Jax's Twitter really stresses me out. I was just talking.
His social media does really stress me out.
Like the spelling and grammar, which I'm not a spelling and grammar police, but it's like sometimes it's like it really makes me like shake and stay up at night.
Yeah. His social media does stress me out because he, you know, he does clap back. I mean, we all do sometimes, but sometimes he claps back and it's like, what's very much like him as a person. He's impulsive. And so I think he types it quickly in that moment instead of, you know, and then it's out there.
I just heard a rumor. Maybe I'm making this up too, that he slept with Lindsay Lohan. Is that something you've heard?
I have heard that from him.
Okay. So is it true? Or do you think it's just something he said?
Well, I wasn't there. It was like 2000 forever. I don't know. In the aughts. I wish I don't wish I knew.
Right.
Cause I don't really want to, I mean, honestly, like I don't really want to,
you don't need the details.
Yeah, no, I'm good on that.
When Stassi was on my show, I asked her about going to Sir and Pump, because you guys are almost like expected to be there, right?
Well, I think I see people sometimes they'll tweet, they'll be like, I went to Sir and or I went to Pump and I didn't see anyone.
Like the only one there was Peter or something.
Yeah. Like we live almost like it's like Chuck E. Cheese where we're permanently there and you just wind us up and then here you go. Like, you know.
But I feel like you guys should get an appearance fee for going to those places.
I would love an appearance fee.
Because if you go to another club, right.
I mean, sure.
This has become my cause because I told Stassi too. I'm making this my cause because I feel like if you were to get hired to go to, I don't know, Club W, that's a made up club.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe it's not, but Club W, they would pay you a good paycheck to go there for the night. So that they can advertise and
then we promote
other people
it. And
come.
Then, yeah.
And I see you guys promoting nights at Sir, Girls Night In.
Yes.
Or Tom was he doing like a DJ night or something? I don't know.
Yeah, he does a Tuesday thing.
But
for today.
I feel like if you are all doing that, you should get a nice paycheck for that. Because any other club would be, I feel like there's got to be some sort of like law against it. It has to be.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think that's some people get, because Tom owns TomTom, or, you know, is one of the part owners of TomTom.
Has he seen any money from that?
No.
No?
I don't know. Should I clarify if I'm allowed to say that? But no.
Interesting.
But people they're like, why are you going working bartending at Sir if you own TomTom? I'm like, because he really does go behind the bar and he's making tips.
Because he likes making drinks
and
too.
And he loves doing it. Yeah.
Okay, let me find my next question. How are you and Lala doing now after all of that stuff?
I mean, I I don't know. I don't think that she did some press thing saying, you know, there's people that think that I think she took what I was saying about the stuff like last week in a way
about the grieving process.
Yeah. That wasn't the way that I intended it, but I also don't know.
I didn't think you said anything that was out of line. I thought you were actually, I felt like, I mean, as a viewer, I felt like you were pretty.
I'm not trying to be a dick, and I don't think anybody should. No one's, you're never gonna get over it. I'm a member of the DDC, you know, you don't get over it. It's just how do you, you know, the way that your grief manifests itself. If you,
was like, it really hard to film right after your dad passed season 3?
It was hard to deal with what I was dealing with Kristen after my dad died, for sure. Tom and I started dating in December. And she just, you know, you saw it.
Yeah.
You saw it. I mean,
yeah. I can't imagine what that.
So, yeah, it was rough. But I think that's part of our journey and part of something that I don't know what it's going to be like. Of course, I haven't seen the episodes, but, you know, we do talk about that later on. So I would love to see. I hope that they are able to clearly express.
This might be taking a little bit of a detour, but what advice do you have for someone who's going through like a great loss like that, just because you've been through it? Like, was there anything?
Honestly, like, don't feel, sometimes it helps to like throw yourself back into work or this or that. And like, it's a healthy distraction. But if you need to take a break, take a break, take time. I think that's what happened. I honestly think that maybe with Lala too, with filming, it's a stress. Filming is stressful. It's really hard. And maybe like being in the throes of that was triggering, as opposed to maybe, you know, spending time just, you know, doing her own thing or
processing family.
Yeah. And it takes time to process. And I think, you know, people ask all the time, like, how did you do this and how did you do that? I'm like, I cannot stress this enough. Like, therapy is really kind of like the answer for so many of those questions. Because there's therapists that
I love you
specialize
on the show
in grief or specialize in whatever.
You're always telling these people, like, you should go to therapy. It's always falling on deaf ears. It's just like, you're just like in the corner quietly, like, you should go to therapy. Like, yeah. Jackson, Brittany, you should go to therapy.
You guys should go to therapy.
That was troubling when they were talking about their therapy. I don't know. Was it you that said it? Somebody
that therapy
was like,
session was stressful to watch.
I think everyone should go to therapy. I agree with you. Even if you're in the healthiest headspace, I think therapy like is nothing but a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's only healthy. So, you know, I was just in an argument with a family member about this. It was like, you need to see a therapist. And to some people, therapy is such a foreign concept.
Yes. It means I have a disorder. I am broken in some way. And that's what therapy is for. It's like, no, therapy's just a thing.
Anyone can benefit from it, especially if you're going through something that's like emotionally taxing or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Katie and Tom. Now, Katie and Tom, you spent a lot of time with them, obviously. You guys just went to Japan together recently.
Yeah, we did.
Now, on camera, on the show, it seems as though they hate each other. Do they hate each other?
I don't think they hate each other. I think they love each other.
It's just that's the way they express their love. Because sometimes it does feel like, they, like, Katie looks at him sometimes. And even this past week, Tom was like, I hate the sound of your voice. That would have triggered me, like, if I was Katie on the other end.
Oh, for sure. I think Tom Schwartz, listen, I think they're both wonderful, and I love both of them dearly, and I do think that they love each other. So I want to preface anything I say with that. At the same time, we all have our things. And I think with Katie, you know, when I watched the montage of her like trying to be like, congratulations, hey, I love you, can you look at this cute picture of you? And he just like totally, I get that he, see, it's like I see both sides.
Yeah, because it was his big night.
It was so his big night, yeah. But I think she just wanted to share in of, that yeah. with
you
him.
Left your Tom alone, though, to just celebrate and like.
Yeah, but I think also, I think that when we go out, when Tom and I go out on any normal Saturday night, with friends, we do kind of like separate and then we come back together. Then we separate. That's just kind of like how we are in a night out.
You're right. Some couples, they like to do every little thing together.
Yeah. And I think it was such a big, huge moment for him. And she was really proud. I think she wanted to share in that moment with him a little bit and have him be like, you know what I mean? Have like a little moment together.
Would you have been pissed if your Tom took the first class seat?
So I thought about it and I feel like, well, if it was a flight to Japan or a flight to Europe, I think I would be pissed.
Because so this was like a 2-hour flight, right?
Yeah, it was a short flight. It was pretty early in the morning, but I don't know. We were all.
I would have been mad. I would have been mad. I thought about it for my own relationship, and I was like, I would have been really upset.
I think what would have made me mad is not that he took it, but that I couldn't. Because she said in her interview, she said, when we travel together, we watch a movie together, and we have a drink together. It's kind of like their thing, and we share headphones. And so then I was like, oh, she just have no headphones now? Well, that's kind of sad.
Sheena's just having lonely. A grand old time in first class eating. She was like chomping on a bunch of food. She had a spread. She had a charcuterie plate.
Her love frog was just at its own seat.
Oh my God. What's with her relationship with Adam? Was that real or was that just like a fake thing?
That's real. They have a very on and off.
Do they still have an on and off
thing? Yeah, from what I know, I mean, they still have like a on and off. But sometimes people think that they're like, Sheena's so stupid. He's like, he's being serious saying, I'll block your number. He was like making fun of Patrick. Like, oh, Adam, yeah. I know Adam. Adam's my friend. I talk to Adam. He's funny and dry. And yeah, he's an Office fan, if that gives you any context on his sense of humor.
Anytime any of you are dry, though, it never works.
But it's hard because it's kind of just...
I feel like you're the driest one on the show.
Yeah. I feel like maybe at this point people are just like, I've shoved it down everyone's throats.
People get it. That one look you gave Tom after Tom revealed the you and Lala thing, you glared at Tom and it was the best glare I've ever seen on TV. So good. Take me through that. So Tom said this thing about you and Lala hooking up and he said it on camera. And did he come home that day and was he like, oops, like I said this thing?
No, I got a call from Lala who was like really, really upset.
Because Lala didn't want it.
Yeah. I don't think so. She basically was like, it was brought up to me. I played it off because I didn't know what to say, but she was really upset that it was being talked about. And I was upset for her because, you know, I was like, first of all, Tom, this isn't like I want to sound cool in front of my guy friends, like locker room fodder, spank bank material, because you're also saying something. And I obviously, Tom and I were both there. So we know we're cool and we're good in our relationship, but like it wasn't like that for us. But you don't know what Randall thinks or feels. So I feel like it was like, you know, without anyone's consent, just to put it out there like that was, you know, because I'm not ashamed of it at all. And I don't think Tom is not, we're not worried about that. Oh my God, I cannot speak today. We're not worried about that aspect of it.
Were you guys just driving around West Hollywood? Where was this drive?
It was from The Nice Guy.
Oh, the movie. You had just...
No, wait.
Wait, isn't there a movie called The Nice...
There's a movie called The Nice Guys.
Oh, okay.
That's with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. I actually kind of like that movie.
It was good. Yeah, it was good.
It was from The Nice Guy on La Cienega. Frequent, like... Kendall Jenner goes there a lot. I don't know how we freaking ended up there. We were not dressed for the occasion. And Lala was wearing like pantyhose over underwear as like an outfit. I mean, go do your thing, girl. I don't care. And then we took her home, basically.
And so Tom probably tried to get involved.
Well, he was driving, but I was like trying to like steer things in that direction of like, you know, he's driving. I'm behind him. I'm like eye contact with Tom. I'm like kind of like, hey, this, and then I thought about it. I got very sober, I think, very quick. I was wasted. I got very sober very quickly. And then it was like, this is just not.
It's just not working.
Yeah. Maybe another time.
I'm impressed with Tom's driving skills. I can't drive for shit at all. Like, I couldn't imagine driving with something like that going on behind me or anything going on behind me. Like, I can't, mm-hmm. I cannot drive. Anyway, you guys had a great moment, though, you and Lala, where you both agreed, we'll talk about it if we both want to talk about it. I know there was just like a great woman moment, sisterhood, or I don't know.
Sisterhood. What sure. Yeah.
Sisterhood.
No, I think that the experience, the whatever you want to call it, the incident. I mean, I don't think there's anything shameful about that whatsoever. I think that telling someone else's story without their permission is where a line gets crossed.
What's to come this season? Any other good juicy stuff that you can reveal?
Oh my God.
Who do you hate the most right now? Who do you like the most? Who do you hate the most? You get along with everyone. I feel like you're not really.
I hate Jiggy. He's such a bitch.
Do you hate Ken? I like really dislike Ken.
Do you really?
I do. I don't like Ken. I think a lot of it's jealousy. He's on two shows.
Mm.
And I feel and that you're on I'm on zero no shows. I had to give myself this show.
Right.
And Ken is just sleeping. He's on Beverly Hills Housewives. He's literally asleep.
I saw that picture of him. He's getting
paid to fucking sleep. I'm like, oh my God, he's getting paid to sleep and be on two fucking shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, here now I am that you going pointed to auditions.
Out, now that you pointed out, I didn't even think of it that way. Yeah. Now that you bring it up.
I also feel like there's something there. Like, I don't know.
I think.
And I like okay, Lisa. I so should just say I like Lisa.
I've said this twice already, but I do not watch Housewives. I know that I should.
Why the fuck don't you?
But I don't. I don't have the time. I'm just busy, kidding.
But like.
When I watch TV, I always like pick something else. I don't know.
So what were you going to say about Ken?
Well, I was just going to say that I don't know him on any level, I think, to be like, I love him or I hate him. I, you know, our relationship is kind of very passing ships in the night. Kiss on the cheek. Jiggy's cute today. How's it going? Like, you know, positive, but quick, brief. I think that on any show, ours included, the people that I don't like and that I have a hard time sticking up for are the people who close off entire areas of their life
mm-hmm.
when other people give and give and give of like, they're like, here's my butthole or whatever. Right. I don't know. A metaphorical butthole.
Right.
I think that those are the kinds of if you're alluding so to you're Ken saying, like, being that kind Ken of person, then I wouldn't camera. Like that. Yeah, but I don't know that he is because I don't.
Well, let me say he is. He just shows up on okay. camera.
Okay.
I also sort of find it funny. I mean, I hope people aren't taking me too seriously, but I also think it's I love all of you guys on the show because you guys have open up and I find so much joy out of the ridiculousness of this stupid show.
Well, I think our show does a good job of like when people hate people on our show or hate things about people on our show, I think it's partially because we've exposed something that people see in themselves. Mm. I think that's kind of like.
And it's also like our know, version of sports. Like
for sure. viewers,
it's like we love certain people and we hate certain people.
And but so then it changes sometimes.
It changes like, minute to minute. I mean, sometimes mm-hmm. I love someone and I, you know.
And isn't that just
I
had life?
The 1 week, a couple weeks ago, I was like so attracted to Tom Schwartz. I was like, and I'm not normally attracted to him, but I was like watching the episode. I'm like, wow. And Sam, your Tom is mm-hmm. gorgeous too. And sometimes I'm watching man. And I'm like, wow. He's stunning. Yeah. He's stunning.
Same.
Who, I always ask people this. Who would you choose for Sexiest Man Alive if you were choosing for People Magazine? You can't choose Tom.
Okay.
Were you attracted to Tom right away?
No. I obviously thought, like, this is a good-looking person. But when we were, like, working together at Villa Blanca, I think maybe just because we worked together, it's like we would vent to each other about our problems. That's what you do when you bartend. You're like, oh my God, today it was blah, blah, blah. And I was just kind of thought he was like weird.
Quirky.
Like cool. My friend, like I thought he was, you know, obviously he was my friend. Quirky, weird, not necessarily in the way that I find attractive. And then I just realized after a while, I was like, this guy's a really good friend to his friends.
He's very nice to, I mean, on the show we see him just, he's the sweetest. He's sweet to everyone.
Yeah.
But so who's someone you find conventionally attractive, like an actor or actress or singer or musician?
I feel like this is like one of those things I said the other day and then I can't remember their name now.
Like a Ryan Reynolds or like a Idris Elba or like a...
Well, I love, both of them are gorgeous. Yeah.
We can come back to it. What are you watching right now?
I want to come back to it because I know that there's someone specific that I'm just...
Someone good. Did you ever hook up when you first moved to LA? Did you ever hook up with any celebrities, like any males or female celebrities, like when you first got to LA or when you were in New York? Because you were in New York before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who? Oh my God. Who? Who? Anyone good? Can you give me a hint?
Well, I used to work at the Laugh Factory as like a cocktail waitress. So I kind of like was seeing a comedian for a while.
A comedian, like someone with the TV show comedian?
Yeah.
Like on a TV show or had their own TV show?
Their own.
Their own TV show. Oh my God. We were talking about TV shows and you had never watched 90210.
No.
And I was shocked by that.
But even though I had Jenny Garth. Right.
That's what I was just going to ask. So, but you told me that you had a relation, not a relationship. You had a connection to both Brian Austin Green.
Oh, Brian Austin. Okay. So I was on Anger Management.
The TV show on FX.
The TV show on FX. Yeah. With Charlie Sheen and Brian Austin Green. And they were both very nice people.
And then tell the Jenny Garth story. Of course, Jenny Garth played Kelly Taylor, the iconic Kelly Taylor.
So my dad somehow like knew Jenny Garth's grandmother.
So
I don't.
Fucking weird.
Which to me, I was so young.
You were really young.
I was like, this. All of this is irrelevant to me.
So it was early.
So it was like her grandma like came over, and then like I don't know. I can't remember like. I swear I met her, and like maybe in like Orlando. Probably my dad worked in Orlando or something. I think maybe there was like a signed picture involved. I don't know. Like my dad was like, oh yeah, I should get a sign. If you can get a signed picture. I'm like, I can't watch. I don't even watch this show. I'm
you
like,
you need
four.
To binge it. It's on Hulu. It's fantastic. Okay. Are you watching the other two on Comedy Central?
Of course.
Cause you and Tom like popped up on it. And don't you know one of the writers or something?
Sarah Schneider, who's a writer on the, I was going to say co-create. I think she's literally.
Yeah, I think she co-created it. Or, yeah. It's the funniest fucking show on TV. But
I agree.
Did
it's
you,
the funniest
so you
show
saw
on TV.
You and Tom. I don't know if it was like in an end credit scene or something.
Yeah.
It was you two on
Watch What Happens
Live.
On Watch What Happens, yeah.
Do you get paid for Watch What Happens Live to do that show?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Do I have any other financial questions I'm thinking of?
My social security number.
I'm so fascinated by the finances of all of it.
Yeah.
You know, like I
always feel like, is it like bad? Like, am I not supposed to ever like tell people things? Like, I always wonder, like, cause I always feel like,
but don't they say it's why, good to have conversations about it?
I think what's wrong with talking about things. And then I always, after the fact, feel like, am I not supposed to tell people things about things? I don't know. I mean,
right.
Listen, I'm not rolling in money, but like,
the people need to know.
People, I don't know.
Icons. If you're anything like me, you love to spend TV commercial breaks browsing real estate listings. Now, I love watching my favorite shows and also looking up homes, especially the ones that I know that I can't afford. And my favorite app to use is Redfin. When Matt and I were looking for a home, we used the Redfin app to search for homes in the area and within our budget. The Redfin app made it super easy. Now, Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easy. Plus, if you see something you like, you can book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So Redfin made it so easy to filter out the homes that didn't meet or have the necessities I wanted. I still use it to search for homes close by and in the cities my favorite reality TV stars live. Download the Redfin app to get started. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/iconic.
You had a cancer scare recently. This is like a hard shift too.
Yeah.
How are you doing now? What can you tell people?
Well, I had cancer. I was diagnosed with melanoma. For years had just like, I have moles on my body. It's not, you know, everyone does, I think. And I would be like, hey, like to a general practitioner, hey, so what should I do? And they're like, well, if you notice that something's like growing and changing, that's when you should be worried. And I'm like, well, at what rate? Mm-hmm. Because like if something's growing really slowly, like it's been 6 years and like,
it's, how would you notice?
I went to a new doctor and they were like, honestly, just get rid of it. If you're just, cause then you don't have to worry about it anyways. And I'm like, that's probably a good decision. So got rid of it. They biopsied it. I had stage one melanoma. And then I had to, after that, you don't get to just have them all removed and like call it a day. You like have to have like a giant freaking piece of skin taken out. Mm. In all kinds of directions because they want to make sure they get everything. And then they do a test where they make you radio. So I was like, is this, do I need to like put my phone away? Cause they're like, no, you're the X-ray.
Oh my God.
It's not like the X-ray machine. It's different. They're like, so, and you could see like they inject the area and then you see where it's draining to and if it's draining to lymph nodes. So then there was like, I think, 2 lymph nodes that had to be removed. So it was like kind of a major
surgery.
I was at Cedar Sinai for forever. I mean, I didn't have to spend the night there. I sound like such an asshole right now. Cause really, no, honestly, so in the grand scheme of things, I'm okay. As of that point, they believe I am cancer free. I'm actually seeing, an oncologist for the first time tomorrow. Because that's kind of like my new life is that I have to see an oncologist regularly. So his name's Dr. O'Day, and apparently he's like really good at what he does. So
encourage everyone to get checked out if they have questions.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But like be persistent about it. Don't just be like, because you know, when I ask if something's wrong, I want to be told the answer is no, you're fine. And then put it off and not worry about it. And that's kind of what I was told, like, you know, blah, blah. I feel like we do scare ourselves a lot when we Google things or we go on a WebMD. So you don't want to overscare, but at the same time, like, you know, it is your health and maybe I should have been a little bit more persistent on that. But either way, I mean, it still would have happened the same way it happened.
I'm so glad you're healthy then now, though, and it's important to get checked. I said I was going to stop asking you questions, but no, I want to ask you about Britney Spears. You're such a huge Britney fan. What do you make of her taking this time off?
Oh my gosh. Do you listen to Britney's Gram podcast?
No.
Oh,
wait, is that? No, that's not. God. It's Britney, bitch. No.
So Britney's Gram podcast.
Do you know I met this girl recently and she said she was the biggest Britney Spears fan. She said she was huge. Mm-hmm. She literally had a picture in her living room, right? Mm-hmm. She asked me what my favorite Britney song was. I said, well, I think it's Just Love Me. I love He About to Lose Me, which, you know, was a bonus track.
Yes.
Right? And so I'm like, but Just Love Me was on the last album, right?
Yeah.
She didn't know these songs. And I was like so mad. I was so upset. I felt like
Are you kidding
personally
me?
Offended. I was like, you're telling.
You like walk around this. Telling people.
She literally
that you're
walks around telling people that she was a fan. And I thought, how did you not hear of these songs? Like, she only knew like
what a fraud. Toxic,
crazy, you know, like the hits from like the early.
The, what do they call it? Sam, the locals.
And I don't even consider the locals. But I don't even consider myself like the, you know, I love her to death. And yeah. I'm a big enough Britney fan, but I don't consider myself like the. No, a know it one. All number yeah. one. Mariah is my number one, but yeah, I was so offended by this girl.
I'm offended for you and for myself and for Britney that she has people walking around this earth just like saying
disgusting.
That they're fans.
I know,
horrible,
disgusting.
Honestly, like,
so this
get the Mueller report out.
Like, let's call our reps. I'm gonna call the reps. What's this Britney Graham or what's this?
Okay, so there's a podcast called Britney's Graham, and I saw something, I think it was like Corey Spears or one of those Britney Twitter fan accounts. I say one of those. He's got a lot of followers. It was either them or him or like Breathe Heavy or something. Somebody mentioned something that was, oh, no, it was Corey Spears because he said, these theories I'm reading today are like wild. And I was like, oh, what theories? I didn't even know about these theories. So then I started searching and then I found Britney's Graham podcast and they did. This, it honestly is like all these like conspiracy theories and speculation, but a lot of it was rooted in what seems to me to be some, you know, they're putting some pieces together.
What?
Okay. I feel like I'm going to fuck this up.
Okay.
But
we'll check out the podcast afterwards.
Yeah. I'm plugging another podcast on this podcast. But honestly, if you're a Britney fan, they did this episode and it was wild. So, her conservatorship was like Jamie, her dad, and then this guy, Andrew something.
The lawyer or something.
I guess that guy's like kind of shiesty. And then, you know, she canceled Domination saying like her dad's health and blah, blah, blah. But then they were like, has she really even been in Louisiana with her dad this whole time? But she's been MIA from all socials. It's like hard to really know. So like, I guess it was like 2 weeks ago or something. She had to have been in Vegas because this guy is like off the conservatorship now. But he had just been given a $400,000 raise like 6 months ago.
What?
So it's like, why would you get a raise and then be removed unless something happened?
So what do they think happened?
They think that she found out that her money was being mishandled.
Wow.
And then it's like, well, who knows what and how much do they know? Wow. Like, does Jamie know or was Jamie in on it?
Wow. Wow, Bethany, wow.
There's a lot. I mean, I feel like I'm totally.
No, you're breezing through it, but I want to check it out. I also love that It's Britney Bitch podcast, which they did like a year in her life.
Mew Muse.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So I used to watch, he was like the Instagram that I would watch all those stories.
Yes.
And he talked about the Britney ponytail.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Did you always love Britney from the beginning?
No, actually. I didn't love her until Slave for You came out.
Oh.
I feel like there
My
was
boyfriend
something.
My boyfriend worked on that video, but go ahead.
I'm sorry, what?
But so that's when you fell in love.
It is. Actually, a girl who worked on our show and she took a break because she got pregnant. Her sister is the, you know, like the bright red hair, short, flippy out do. Her sis, that's the her sister, and she danced for Britney for a long time. Yeah, and then the girl Quinn who worked on our show.
You know, I just got in a YouTube hole where I was watching the making of the video. I saw that making of the video. I was like, I watched the toxic one with Tyson Beckford.
Oh yeah,
and then also this. So my boyfriend Matt, he got me a Game Boy Advance, like this old Game Boy, and it came loaded with all the Game Boy Advance.
Does it have Britney's Dance Beat?
It has Britney's Dance Beat on, which I never played before, but it's
oh
a Game
God,
Boy.
Oh my God, I killed that game.
It's hard.
Overprotected is the hardest one.
So fucking hard.
Yeah.
I was on the couch the other day playing this, and
oh my God,
I
was so into
hard.
That game. I still have it, but I don't have a PlayStation 2 to play it on. And
I was
it's
playing the Game Boy version,
shit.
So it was like on a very small screen,
God.
And you only have to hit two buttons, but it was so fucking hard.
You know what else, which other one is like secretly hard is Stronger. Stronger,
I don't know if I got to, I don't think I got
like
to that
get
one.
You think it's going to be easy, but it's
oh, yeah, I did get,
hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't really love her until Slave for You came out. Like when Oops That came out, there were things that obviously like I loved the video. I thought that was great, but I was still kind of holding out because I think I started out as like more Christina fan.
Right.
And then And I loved Avril, but that was afterwards. Anyways.
Who didn't? We all thought we were so...
I wore wife beaters with ties. It was a whole thing.
What a time.
Yeah.
And Avril made the girls wearing ties thing.
Yeah, that was my, like, was it senior year of high school? Junior, senior year of high school, I would totally wear ties.
I bet at some point, too, you also wore a sock on your arm. Did you wear a sock? Remember Brittany did that at some...
I'm, like, positive I did that.
I feel like you would have done that.
I definitely think I did that.
She had a sock on her arm, maybe at the Super Bowl performance or something.
You know what? I know I definitely did that because now I'm thinking senior year talent show, we did a dance number, me and these other girls who were on my like all-star dance team. And
to a Britney song?
No, we actually had a mix. One of the girls made a mix. Ugh. It started out with, if you a fly girl, get your pedicure, get your nails did. And then it went into like, all. It was a mix. It was
a mega mix.
Full of bops.
A mega mix.
But I'm positive that we wore socks on our arm during that.
Oh, I love that. I could talk to you.
Can we bring it back?
Honestly, all of that. You know, I just want to go fully back to that time period when I didn't know much about the world and I was just like innocent. And like, I always say I'm obsessed with newlyweds. And every time mm-hmm. I rewatch, I'm like, I just want to go back to then.
Yeah.
Like, people were wearing scarves when it was warm out. And like,
oh my God. Scarves as belts and scarves around the neck.
Right. Shawl. Remember Jessica Simpson's shawl? We always talk about that. Like, yeah. That yellow shawl from newlyweds.
Boot cut with pointy toe.
Right.
I learned that from her.
Britney always used to do around the crossroads era. Do you remember? She always had the I don't know what kind of shirt it was or dress it was, but the
with
long
like the
arm
butterfly
wing
sleeves. Yeah.
What was it? It was like,
I don't know.
That was
I
an
loved
era.
That was like an era.
Every performance she had.
I
those wings.
Remember there was some sort of like boutique in my town. And I remember being like, I gotta get shirts that are like, I wanted the flow. And I remember my dad for like Christmas or something, it was like some dumb amount of money, you know, because it was a Christmas present. And I just like wanted a shirt like that. And, you know, with I think flow. I wore it maybe like one time and it's still in my closet. And I feel horrible.
You need to pull it out.
You know what I need to pull out is what I wore on the field when I was nominated for homecoming.
What did you wear?
It was, do you remember?
Did you win?
No, I did not.
Fucking assholes.
Oh, there was like a whole...
conspiracy?
A plot to boo me when I was announced.
Ariana, I won prom prince, and I was booed by a small group of people.
And they
were
us now.
Because they were mad that I beat some other guy, but whatever. I have
so,
a podcast now.
Apparently. No, there was like this whole, like when I was in high school, there was like, you know, I was very involved. I saw you got most involved.
Yes.
Yeah, I was very involved. And I think one year I was in like 12 clubs. And that was on top of everything else. Like I was just so into my extracurriculars and sports and cheer and dance and theater and choir and all of it. And then between junior year and senior year, it was like this group of girls just, it was like, I think I made out with one of their brothers. And then it was like from that point forward, it was like, hatred.
Tale as old as time.
And then my friend Mallory, who still does theater and is insanely talented in Nashville. Her name's Mallory Gleason. Check her out.
Hey, Mal.
Yeah, she's great. She was kind of like loved by everybody always because she's an amazing person. And she was like, fuck it. So we would walk, we would leave theater with like old age makeup on our faces. She was like, if they want to hate you, make them hate you. So when I was nominated for homecoming, you know, you have to write your little spiel about like, she's in this club and she loves this and da da da. So I went so over the top with it. Cause I was like, I'm going to troll these fuckers. Mm. And I'm pretty sure the first words were like, and now the moment that you've all been waiting for.
It's so dramatic.
Yeah.
They probably hated you so fucking
they hated
much.
Me so much. And I lapped it up, but there was like that group of girls wanted to boo me. And one of my guy friends heard about it. And stopped it from happening.
Was it a gay guy or a straight guy?
Straight guy.
Oh. Yeah. So straights are good for something.
For some.
they finally did something right.
They finally did it.
Ariana, thank you so much. I love you so much. Thank you for doing this show. This was so fun.
Of course, I love you anytime.
Please come back any and every time. And yeah. I want to thank everyone for listening. Thank you to Samsung Technologies for sponsoring the show. Please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. Ariana, where can people find you on social media?
It's Ariana2525 on Twitter and on Instagram. Just add another 25.
Another 25. I love you all so much for listening. Thank you. Bye.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.